Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taking care of him. A little slow, but he got it.
He's in Washington, D.C. today. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Super J, good morning. Shout out to Milwaukee NAACP, where I spoke there Friday night for the Freedom Fund dinner. And Tom got to see my underwear and everything on Saturday, Super.
We heard.
I literally came in straight from the airport to the museum opening. Tom's in line, and they had to go through all my stuff at security. Tom is like, I sure hope you ain't got nothing there that you don't want nobody to see.
And then it was, whoa.
It was all good, though. It was all good. Fantastic day on Saturday.
Wasn't it?
As thousands of folks traveled from all across the country for the opening of the Smithsonian. Big ups to Lonnie Bunch. And all of the staff who actually made that possible. We have been covering a variety of stories. First of all, you had the Tulsa officer charged with first-degree manslaughter on Friday, but also the attention is still on what's happening in Charlotte, where the police have been going back and forth on releasing some of the video in the fatal shooting of Keith Scott. Wesley Lowry with the Washington Post has been on the ground there in Charlotte. He has the latest. We're also joined by Sean King of the New York Daily News. First off, Wesley, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wesley, we saw protesters yesterday at the Charlotte game. The police chief, it's amazing how his tone was so different yesterday than it was a few days earlier, where he was saying, he was very convinced that the video would show that Keith Scott was actually carrying a gun and pointing it at police.
Exactly, and there's been a shift. And the chief and the department seem to have said and kind of advanced several different versions of this. You know, one day they're pretty convinced. You know, he's trying to convince us that this video is going to be very clear. The next day, all of a sudden, no, the video isn't clear, but I still believe the officers. There's some inconsistencies in the story. The initial story was that Keith Scott had gotten out of his car. They'd seen a weapon, then he'd gotten back in his car was their first statement. Now they're saying they drove up on him and saw a weapon. And so there's still some real – and then they inserted this idea that they maybe saw him with marijuana as well. And so there's still some real inconsistencies here and some questions about even this video that's been released.
Now we're also seeing witness testimony from people being interviewed. The wife of Keith Scott also released her video as well, which also brought up more questions. And protesters are saying this is clear evidence that police are trying to cover some things up.
Well, one of the things that's interesting here, you know, and a lot of people have noted, is that in the body camera video that's released, for example, there's 30 seconds of audio that's not there. And that's something that I'd expect some more clarity on even today. And so there are these kind of still lingering questions. And then the dash cam video, which initially the police had said shows or, you know, backs up the police account, clearly, and in fact, I think inserts more ambiguity into it, right? You see this man getting out of the car, seemingly
right.
Walk back, whereas he doesn't look like he's being aggressive. And so, I mean, having watched a lot of these videos, to me, I watched that video and it actually raised more questions, even though the police were saying this was supposed to settle things. Exactly.
Sean King, you've been covering a lot of these various stories as well. This idea of mistrust, there are people who are saying, well, look, you should trust the police department. But we know in the case of Walter Scott, where the officer had one account, but the video shows something differently. Laquan McDonald as well. And some believe that the Charlotte Police Department is trying to run the clock out because the law that goes into effect when it comes to releasing videotape in these cases, it starts October 1st.
Right. And it's not just those cases, man. I mean, I could tell you dozens and dozens of cases where the police said one thing, video shows something else. And, of course, eyewitnesses always see something totally different. But I think what we're seeing in Oklahoma and in Charlotte is something that people really need to understand is that while for a lot of us these are hashtags and headlines, these are people's fathers. These are people's brothers. These are people's sons. And part of what has people so outraged in Tulsa and in Charlotte is that Terrence Crutcher and Keith Scott, these were beloved guys who a lot of people were connected to, who people knew. These guys were known and was touched with the reality that when this happened, for a lot of us, a name, but here, Keith Scott's wife on that video, man, it's gut-wrenching. I mean, she is basically giving police sound instructions on how to handle the situation. And they basically ignore. You hear a woman basically saying, "He dead. He better not be dead." And for me, man, I mean, it just makes the pain so damn real. And I think people in Charlotte connected with that pain. And, you know, there are so many videos of people.
Your phone is dropping out.
People
Sean.
Need to step back and realize that.
Wesley, I got to ask you this question, Wesley. I'm sure it's, okay, and this is the thing that's crazy. The officers were there to serve a warrant on somebody else and not Keith Scott, correct?
Correct.
How did all of a sudden their attention go from the warrant to Keith Scott?
And this is what's unclear. And then this is, in fact, the lesson that everyone was supposed to learn from Ferguson but was not learned, is that you have to, the police, because there is mistrust, and the police sometimes underestimate the distrust, you have to put out a coherent narrative so we understand. I mean, these are reasonable questions, right? Why someone ends up dead is something the public has a right to know. In this case, they were not there to even deal with Keith Scott. They're supposed to be serving a warrant to someone else. And then for days, there was no explanation really as to how they end up dealing with him. The story now is that these undercover officers or these plainclothes officers were sitting there in their vehicle. He pulled up, and then what they allege is that they saw him both rolling a blunt and handling a gun, and so at which point they thought, forget this warrant, let's go arrest this other guy. Now, again, there's some logistical questions about that. You know, did they see that through his closed car window? How did they see that? How do you, you know, there are some real questions about the plausibility of this. But again, the reason these questions are raised is because rather than come out and just lay out, hey, here are the facts. We rolled up at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. we saw this. So that it's all of this kind of obfuscating and talking around it and not giving these details. And in that void of information, it just raises questions for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean King, you're on it too. I read your articles every time they print one in the New York Daily News, your 25-part series.
If you could get them early, Sean, he'd appreciate that.
I really would. I'm the biggest.
Yes,
biggest
send an advance copy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate
you
it.
On it, Sean King. You are on it. Yes,
Sean
you are.
King, New York Daily News, Wes Lowry, Washington Post. Gentlemen, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And how do you roll a blunt and have a gun, too, at the same time? I heard a multitasking, but.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.